This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least 8 people were killed and 80 hurt in and around Addis Ababa when protests erupted after Haile Hadessa, a popular Ethiopian singer and musician, was killed. Haile was shot dead, police said, in what Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed calls an evil act. Police said several suspects have been arrested, but so far they've given no further details except that Haile was targeted. Several Ethiopian cities erupted with rage, and 3 separate bomb blasts rocked the capital, Addis Ababa, killing several bystanders, police said. Doctors reported hospital emergency rooms filled with stabbing and shooting victims. Protests also erupted outside the U.S. embassy, prompting a security alert. Haile was an Oromo activist, a member of Ethiopia's largest ethnic group, which has a long history of being discriminated against. The singer was a former political prisoner who became a national figure during anti-government protests that led to Abiy, a fellow Oromo, becoming prime minister in 2018. A New York judge is temporarily blocking publication of a tell-all book that could be embarrassing to U.S. President Donald Trump. The state Supreme Court judge put the book on hold. The book was written by Trump's niece, Mary Trump. Its publication date was to be July 28th. The judge said he will make a final decision about publication after hearing the validity of a claim by the president's brother, Robert, who demands that Mary Trump abide by a family agreement not to write any books about the Trump family without permission of the other family members. Mary Trump's lawyer has called the restraint on the publication a clear violation of the First Amendment. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A judge has granted a $500,000 bond to the former Atlanta police officer accused of shooting and killing Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jane Barwick set bond Tuesday for Garrett Rolfe, who was fired from the Atlanta Police Department shortly after Brooks died earlier this month. She ruled that Rolfe is not a flight risk or a threat to the community. Rolfe shot Brooks in the back June 12th after Brooks allegedly resisted arrest for alleged drunk driving, grabbed a taser, and while fleeing, fired it at Rolfe. Brooks was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Fulton County District Attorney charged Rolfe with murder and a second officer with aggravated assault. Senior U.S. lawmakers walked out of a White House briefing early Tuesday saying they were not satisfied with what the Trump administration had to say about allegations that Russia offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American and coalition troops in Afghanistan. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, a Democrat, told reporters the White House did not have very clear answers and mainly seemed interested in making sure the lawmakers knew the president had not been aware of the situation. President Trump and various White House officials have maintained that the president was never briefed on intelligence regarding the reported plot. Media reports by the New York Times, CNN, and others indicate that some of the information was included in the presidential daily brief. That's a daily summary of the top intelligence issues, and that the president received that information in late February. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday to hold Iran accountable and extend an arms embargo due to expire in October. Pompeo told a virtual meeting of the council that renewing the embargo will exert more pressure on Tehran to start behaving like what he called a normal nation. The meeting is held twice a year to review implementation of the resolution endorsing the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in May 2018 and reimposed all U.S. sanctions that had been lifted or waived under the agreement. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has released guidance on its conditions for approving a vaccine for the coronavirus. The FDA says a vaccine has to prevent or decrease disease severity in at least 50% of people who are vaccinated. More than 100 vaccines are being tested worldwide against the virus. The Trump administration in May announced a program called Operation Warp Speed to speed up development of COVID-19 treatments. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.